Obviously not the sound file I was looking for, huh? Was that sweet or what?
Yeah, it was something different.
Just throw something out there to surprise the rest of us.
I just realized we're in the complete wrong bank of sounds. So I've been picking the ones way up in the high numbers that are reserved for us.
You know what? Just reach over there and just start pushing buttons and see what happens.
Just random.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
spin
yeah.
the wheel. Whatever we get,
see
we
what
get.
Comes up.
Sweet. Anybody want to pick a number? Between 1 and 50? Mom? It's Adam's mom here in studio. She's nice enough to bring Adam down here so he could help us out.
All right, yell a number.
And make the show
26.
More good. Or 26.
26.
Let's find out what 26 is, huh? Hotkey not assigned. Good choice, Mom. Let's go ahead and see if we can instead take our fingers down to Andy, who's been waiting for over half an hour. Andy, thanks for your patience. Thanks for holding, and hopefully your ear has not fallen off. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, yes, it sort of has, but that's okay. How are you doing?
So far, so good on a bright, sunny day here in Furnace. What can we help you with today?
Okay, the question that I have is, if you paid $1,300 for a computer and the first 2 weeks that you had it didn't work right, what would you do with it?
Huh. So you paid $1,300 for a computer the first 2 weeks. If you had done these things, what would you do with it? I would probably at least be talking to the place where I bought it or the people I bought it from and saying, hey, what's wrong here? What can we do to make this thing right?
The question that I have is, my wife bought a brand new Dell computer. And I don't deal with Dell because I don't like proprietary computers. I build my own. Now, the question that I have is they put XP Pro on it, and I told her, I said, once you buy this computer, you're on your own. You talk to Dell. You don't talk to me no more.
Wow, this is a whole relationship therapy session.
Yeah, sort of. You could say that. Well, anyway, what happened was I ain't going to mention any things, but we have these things called children.
Yes.
And the child went on the computer brand new and went to Music Man or Music Watch. It's a download service.
Music Match?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. And he has music that he's trying to upload to his website. And she put in QuickBooks 2002, which she purchased off somebody. And she loaded it, and it worked fine for about 2 days. And then when she went to go back, and after she found out that her son was on the computer, or our son.
No, her son, it sounds like.
I'm not going to get into logistics, okay? But the question that it is, what happened was, is QuickBooks will not open now, and she keeps getting a thing from Windows XP Pro saying, something, a window pops up saying, installer.exe.
Okay.
Is it trying to install something it ain't supposed to, or is it trying to get updates?
It's hard to say, but if QuickBooks won't load, what I would try doing, first thing I'd try doing is uninstall QuickBooks and reinstall QuickBooks. Now, before you do that, make sure you back up your QuickBooks data file.
Well, she did that.
Okay.
That wasn't a problem. I have never had any problems with XP Pro. It's a great, solid Windows operating system.
Right.
I like it. I've used it on all my machines. I've never had no trouble with it, and I do a lot of video work.
Okay. Well, I can tell you, if she calls up Dell, what they're going to want to walk her through is, number one, they'll talk to her for a few minutes and listen to what the problem is, and then they're going to suggest you take out her Dell recovery CD. And
she never got one with it. That's just it.
Oh well, that's right. They don't give you one with it anymore. You can buy it for an extra couple of bucks.
Yeah, that's baloney. If you pay that kind of money for a computer, you better get everything with it, because that's the way I look at it.
Well, they've got all the software on there, and you can burn your own CD. They've made it more efficient for you.
Well, she's not that technical.
I gotcha.
Although she is good with spreadsheets, Word Perfect, PowerPoint, stuff like that, she's fine.
Well, it sounds like my guess is it's not a problem with the computer, it's a problem with the program in some way. So what Dell will do, because this is what their warranty covers, is they're going to help her put it back to the way it was when she opened it up from the box, which is basically to restore the PC, losing all of her files, all of her work, all of her stuff, and all of her son's downloads and things.
See, that's what I told her. Why didn't you put a password in so he couldn't get into the machine?
Right.
Because if he wants to do music, he should have his own PC.
Well, then there you go.
That was my suggestion.
And Dad can teach him how to build it.
There you go.
There you go.
I can't even go there because, I mean, I went back to 92, back to school to get my degree in computers, which is what I've done. But it's been very lucrative for me. I mean, I know a lot of people that brought a lot of work to me. But, I mean, I'm not like corporate like you guys with data doctors, but... But I do small stuff, and I have a... Oh, and one other thing I have to ask you while I have you on the line here. Western Digital hard drives. I use a diagnostic tool sometimes to write zeros to the drive to clear out data.
Okay.
I had an incident where I guess she had it in a machine that she was using, and somehow the files got doubled. She went from 60,000 to 120,000 files, which is kind of like, no. And what happened was, I went to check the drive to make sure that the BIOS was controlling the drive the right way, and it tells me it's not even a Western Digital drive. Something got into the controller on the hard drive and took over possession of it.
Excellent.
Your hard drive is possessed.
You need a new motherboard.
Well, it sounds like you're having more fun than you can handle there, Andy, and I hope that you and your wife figure out how to come to terms with who buys the computers in the house.
Well, the trouble is I will never buy a Dell, or I will not buy a Gateway. I won't buy any brand name because I just don't like them.
All right.
All my computers that I've ever built run flawlessly for me, and I've had the same computer for the last 7 years, and it runs fine.
Well, you know what we've said for years. It's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from. So.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Andy. We appreciate it, and good luck with everything.
Yeah.
That sounds like he's got a lot of fun going on at his house, huh?
Despite his distaste with the name brand computers, I don't think this is Dell's fault in this case.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
It's those pesky kids downloading music.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Could be those kids.
Afraid so.
Maybe he needs to check out our parental control program that we've got going on to try to help parents take control back of their computers. Sorry, Adam, we're kind of going to ruin your life. No, we won't, because you got your own PC, and you probably know how to... Yeah, whatever.
Keep my parents out of it? Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Larry, you sit tight right where you're at. We're going to get to you off the air. Mike, you do the same. We are running low on time and probably not going to get to you there. So I want to remind you, if you need to get prepared for data disaster that could occur at any time, we've got resources for you posted at any time at our website, datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section. There you'll see links to the things we talked about today, including disaster planning, avoiding data loss, things you can do to prepare your business for a disaster, personal data backup solutions, protecting business data, all kinds of stuff when it comes to disaster and data protection. And preventative maintenance are the words, not the word. Right, Jeff?
Absolutely. Make sure you check out the follow-up newsletter. I'll put some more goodies in there.
If you're not subscribed already, you can do so at our website, datadoctors.com. Look for the section where you can subscribe. You drop in your email address and hit the button. It's as simple as that. Thanks, Adam, for being here. Thanks, Mom, for driving him.
And she won't be driving me for long. I'm going to get my permit soon.
Oh, no.
Stay off the sidewalks. They are not safe. For Chad and Adam and Mom, I'm Brandon Disney reminding you, when it comes to your computer, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See you next week.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here.